Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can finally talk some Bradley Beal, Crowder.
Want to get deep into Beal, huh?
The old man's gone. Rank up the Bradley Beal machine, Dan. Rank it.
Well, the cats away, the mice will play. I guess that's the saying.
I'm a little disappointed, Crowder. It's been a boring day so far. Like, I have my Woj notifications turned on, my Shams notifications turned on, and like all we got today was like a Knicks trade, which is irrelevant anyways. You know they'll mess that up. Like, there's nothing happening. I was I knew it was doubtful, but there was just that part of me that was hoping Riley would be out on his ship. In the high open seas, sharpening the damn harpoon. I was hoping a Bradley Beal notification would come through by Showtime. That's what I was praying for today, Crowder.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I don't know, man. I'm stuck with it, with the Heat, where you win the East. You were in the finals. You know, you took the Lakers to 6. How much movement do you really want to make? Honestly, I think Riley's stuck in that point too, where, damn, what do I do?
You know, I was doing the show sheet today. By the way, Hawk and Crowder show. Hawk is out today. He's filling out his AARP application. So wish him well. We hope he gets the most benefits possible. Maybe. So it's Crowder and Solana, 2 to 6 p.m. today. I tweeted that out too, so I hope he sees it. And yesterday I was disappointed, Crowder. I was laughing to myself today, preparing for the show, because I was really looking forward to today, you taking the side of, yeah, the Heat need to retool, the Heat need to add somebody else, the Heat don't have enough, because I was going to take the side of, no, you're wrong, they're in the Eastern Conference Championship last year, Jimmy Butler can take another step, Bam Adebayo will only elevate his game, Duncan Robinson, Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn are all going to take another step. But you went the other way yesterday. You went the side of, no, the Heat are okay. Like, they're in the Eastern Conference Championship last year. So you and I are in agreement on this one subject today, Crowder. You and I have come to an agreement. The Miami Heat don't need to make a move.
You know what? But I, like I said, I'm on the fence with it, because also we learned from a lot of
people. All right, here we go.
I believe that you agreed on this, that the bubble was a perfect setup for the Heat to be successful.
Right.
Now, if they had to go play Milwaukee 4 times in Milwaukee, you know what I'm saying? Boston, yeah. 4 times in Boston. I don't know if it would have been the same. This is a question, honestly, that Pat and Spo have to figure out. And I think it is legit. Do we run it back in a normal season because we had success in a bubble season? Solana, I don't know what the Nets are doing. I was looking at it today, and you hit it on the head yesterday, bro. That Nets starting lineup is going to be something, especially with James Harden. Even without James Harden, they can be something. The East is going to be way stronger this year. Now Milwaukee reloaded, way stronger. The East is going to be something, and the Heat sit still. What if you're the only? What if you're the only person sitting still that went to the playoffs last year? Do you feel funny about that?
You do, but then you also put it into the proper context of you sit still because you were the Eastern Conference champions, which was your point yesterday. And I'm with you, by the way. Yeah. Yes, the Heat were made for the bubble. Yes, the outcomes could have been different had the Heat been playing in a traditional playoff style, not in the NBA bubble. I'm with you there. Like, all those are fair points. And you said it yesterday. I accuse you and Hawk of saying that there's an asterisk of you guys accusing the Heat of having an asterisk on their Eastern Conference championship. And what you said made sense. No, everything this year has to have an asterisk on it because it's so unprecedented because we've never seen it. So it, and that's fair, by the way. It's not fair to say that the Eastern Conference Championship that the Heat won last or this past season, it feels like literally last week. It's not fair to say that it's less meaningful than any other year, but certainly different. And that's fair. That's totally fair assessment to make. Are you going to watch the draft tonight at all? Like, do you have plans to watch the draft or at the very least just follow it? Or will you just look for the notifications?
I'll watch the first couple picks. And then, to be honest, I'll leave it on because there's a chance that a good friend of mine's son gets drafted. So I want to see where Little Vernon Carey goes because I've seen, you know, I know Vernon Carey since 05 when I got down here. I've known Little Vern since 05 when he was just a little kid dribbling the basketball off of his knee, and now he's one of the best players in the world. So I'm going to watch it for Vernon Carey, son. This will probably be my first draft I've ever watched because I have a personal attachment to Little Vern.
Yeah, Brandon Tobin of the morning show on 7-9 of the Ticket, he got Burn for Vern trending. I'm with it. Like, let's go, bring it. And we were talking about it yesterday, Crowder. Like, we don't really know too much about any of the players in this draft. I think all in all, this is going to end up being one of the less exciting NBA drafts in recent memories. I've just been like, you know, flipping through a couple mock drafts today. LaMelo Ball, obviously, like the most notable player. And a lot of people have him going number one overall. Like, I know everybody has an opinion on the Ball family, and Lonzo never really panned out to be a superstar, but he's still young or whatever. But a lot of people who are really smart in terms of NBA and projecting how good these players are going to be, they have LaMelo Ball going number one. But I guess the only other two guys are Wiseman and Anthony Edwards as like the only notoriable players in this draft.
Notoriable.
What'd I say?
Notoriable?
Notoriable. Notoriable. Is that a word, Dan? Notoriable. Notoriable.
I hope you didn't have that written down. It's not notoriable. No, you know what? I do. LaMelo Ball, like it's funny because every time I see him, I think of his dad, and it turns me off. But we have to separate this man from his kid. Because to be honest, remember Lonzo has separated himself from Big Baller Brand.
He
went and signed with somebody else. And actually, LaMelo signed with Puma, and his dad came out and said some crazy stuff, because that's what LeVar does, is say crazy stuff. But I think one reason, because I don't follow college basketball like that, but one reason I knew a lot of these guys was March Madness. Because we had that little window of time where college basketball was on top and everybody was watching it night in and night out. You know, Elite Eight, Final Four, I would watch those big games. And then that's how I knew Zion. That's how I knew R.J. Barrett, you know, with the Knicks. That's how I knew those guys. This year, we didn't have that. We had no showcase of these players. And I think that's part of the reason why we don't know who the hell these guys are.
Yeah, we know Precious Achiuwa, though. We know Precious Achiuwa, and we know I want the Miami Heat. I'm all in on Precious Achiuwa because I love his name, and he looks like Bam Adebayo light to me. So I'm all in on Memphis forward Precious Achiuwa. Crowder, we have to also, obviously, I'm going to keep Woj and Shams notifications on. If anything happens, if the Heat make the slightest move, if they trade a second-round pick in 2033, I will be aware, and I will make the absolute most of it today because it's draft day. There could be moves happening, and I am chomping at the bit to see the Miami Heat do something today. Whether it's draft a player, fine. Then if that's what it's going to be, just the number 20 overall selection, I'm all in. People are going to call Pat Riley wash, as they did with Bam Adebayo at 14, as they did with Tyler Hero at 13, and we'll watch the Heat infuse or inject culture into the 20th overall pick, and he will end up being a force to be reckoned with in the league. But Crowder, people are go ahead.
I was just gonna say, man, with Shams and Woj, don't tweet them. Just leave them guys alone. They're doing their damn job. Not just you, Solana. Listeners out there, I'm seeing people tweet, come on, Woj, where's it at, Shams? Come on, Shams. Hey, Woj, DM me, Woj. Leave these damn dudes alone. They're working. Damn.
I have Shams' number. I've been texting him all day. Like, yo, where you at, bro? Where you at? Give me something. Shams.
Does he know you're attached to this show?
He blocked me, I'm sure, a couple months ago because I tried to get him on the show during the finals, never once answered me.
Donan, you know how your parents tell you don't embarrass the family? I'm telling you, Solana, don't embarrass our radio family. Don't do that to us.
I mean, it's too late. 4 minutes into the show, I made up a word, notoriable. So.
Notoriable.
Crowder, look, we're going to pay a ton of attention to the NBA today, of course, and we'll talk to Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald coming up in the next segment. There was a schedule format released today, and Anthony Chang will talk to us about the NBA and how they're going to format their schedule. And obviously, we'll talk to him about the Bradley Beals of the world and the Giannis Antetokounmpos, if that's still attainable. But the Miami Dolphins, Crowder, are getting a ton of love nationally. The difference 3 weeks makes is unbelievable, truly. We're going to get to some sound from Dan Orlovsky, which blew my mind earlier because you and I talked about it 2 days ago on the show on Monday. And we'll talk to Mike Cugno of CBS4 later on in the show. Jay Figg is joining us today, Crowder. I'm excited to have Figgy back on the Hawk and Crowder show as well today. And obviously, we have Dan Day running the board. Let's go to Dan Day for some headlines.
These headlines are from the Modelo Especial Sports Desk, the most notoriable headline. Jay Figg is.
Whoa. What was that?
That's
that
the big
Jay
horn.
Figg is back sound?
That's the big horn saying Jay Figg is back.
All right.
Figgy, say hello. Dan.
Oh, Figg is there right now.
I love that. Do it one more time, Dan.
Yep. The horn is off.
Okay.
Well,
short-lipped horn.
I want to hear it again.
Short-lipped horn.
Sometimes you save it all for just one time, you know, and you just kind of get it out there. But excited to have you back, Figgy.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm very excited to be back.
Jay Figg,
that horn's like Solana's sex life.
Hey. Jay Figg, who are the Heat picking with number 20? Just give me any name. Just give me a name.
Me.
All right. Jay Figg.
Strong choice.
Selection. Yeah.
Speaking
high
of
upside, high upside. Jay Figg, definitely high upside. Can dribble well, penetrates well, shoots the outside jumper.
Right,
I think we got a winner.
That's enough. It's starting to get into weird territory right there.
Go ahead, Dan.
Speaking of the NBA draft, Tyler Hero feels blessed that he was drafted by the Heat rather than the Celtics, who he thought would take him. The NBA draft tonight, 8 o'clock, Minnesota first pick, Miami 20th pick.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, Crowder, but he was on with Jason Jackson yesterday on like a live, and he thought he was a Celtic. Like, he was convinced he was a Celtic, and instead he got South Florida, South Beach, Miami, and an IG model with a huge butt. So I think it was a win all around for Tyler Hero.
Yeah, that girl ain't going to Boston in that snow.
No,
you see, she wants to be on a boat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Probably ruin his career. What'd you say? Did you say something?
Go ahead, Dan.
Maction kicks off tonight at 7 o'clock. Tell me, guys, are you interested in any of these games? Northern Illinois and Ball State?
No.
Nope.
Toledo and Eastern Michigan?
No.
Okay, what about a rivalry matchup between Western Michigan and Central Michigan?
No. Especially NBA draft tonight, Crowder, like, just no time for Maction. No time for Maction nonsense, Dan.
I try to watch this, the I call them ancillary football games, but after a while you see the quality isn't what you're used to, and you got to turn it off.
Yeah, we'll save the ancillary. We'll save the ancillary watching for Saturday when FIU plays again this Saturday. How about that?
FIU.
Any interest in this action? True Prep Academy with their defensive coordinator Channing Crowder will take on IMG Academy Friday, national TV,
hey.
7 o'clock ESPNU.
Crowder, are you I was going to ask you this. Are you nervous at all? Like, I mean, you were an NFL player. You played on the biggest stage at UF. But do you get nervous as a defensive coordinator going into a game? Like, this is a big game. You're on national TV.
It's national TV, and IMG is a monster. But no, not really. Like, the kids have to do it. Like, I just call the plays, and then what happens, happens. But I really don't. It's funny that I believe some of our coaching staff, some guys, like, they're more on edge this week than normal. But, bro, I played, you know, I know y'all don't like the Gators that much, but playing in front of 100,000 at the Swamp and then, you know, coaching a high school game is very different. So, yes, I don't get too caught up in it emotionally.
Just be sure you look sexy on the sidelines.
Oh, bro, I got me a Cuban link because we're the Saints, so I got a black shirt and I got a big Cuban link chain. I'm going to be fresh as hell, Dan. I'm glad you brought that up.
What else, Dan?
Speaking of sexy, Spike Lee plans to direct his very first ever musical. It's going to be about Viagra.
Yeah, I saw that. I did see that. Oh, I think anything with Spike Lee we're watching,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
But Spike Lee and sexual association, Spike Lee doesn't connote sex to me. He connotes writing and reading and I don't know what else can do, but yeah.
Crowder, you never seen She's Gotta Have It?
Yes, but I don't know. You know I'm a sizes too, so Spike's all little. I don't think Spike's doing much in the bedroom. I don't think he's really tan nothing up. I'm sorry if I got nasty. Yeah, I don't see it.
That's why his first musical's about Viagra.
You gotta get that look. You gotta get that wiggle worm wiggling, huh?
Really quickly, Dan, before you get to weather, there was some Dolphins news today as well. The Dolphins, they signed, he was formerly a Charger wide receiver, Andre Patton, to the practice squad. And by the way, the draft tonight, it begins at 8 p.m., but coverage begins, if you're listening to us on 790 The Ticket, you'll be able to hear the national coverage of the draft, I believe, between 7:30 p.m. today, again, on 790 The Ticket. And some Inter Miami news. This is huge because they play their first playoff game. It's a play-in game for the playoffs on Friday against Nashville. Pizarro, who is one of their best players. We were a little nervous because he may not have been available to play because he was with Mexico doing some international play. But Inter Miami has sent, and the MLS have sent, charter planes to all these players who were playing outside of the U.S. for their international teams, and they're chartering them back to the States to play for the MLS, which means Rodolfo Pizarro will be available for Friday's MLS game. That's huge by the MLS. Like, they wanted to bring their quality back into the States for these playoff games, and it's going to benefit Inter Miami a lot. If they can get in past this play-in game against Nashville, that's huge for Inter Miami. I know, Crowder, you don't care, but for us soccer fans, that was big news. Big news for Inter Miami this Friday in their inaugural season, their first technically playoff play-in game.
Man, don't speak for me. I'm so jacked up about Rosso Rosario coming back. Man, I can't even sleep at night.
Well, we're forgetting about Nico Fagal, too. Come on. I mean, he's going to be available, too.
All right.
Solano.
Nico's back. Oh.
Now on to the Exergen Weather Center. Today's forecast is going to be windy with temperatures in the high 70s. These headlines brought to you by Modelo Especial, the perfect beer for your home tailgate. Modelo Especial, a beer brewed with a fighting spirit.
No hawk today, which means ton of Bradley Beal talk as we started off the show. I assume we'll have a couple Bradley Beal questions for the guy we're going to talk to next, Anthony Chang, Heat reporter for the Miami Herald. Big day in the NBA. Possibly big day for your Miami Heat. We'll find out next with Anthony Chang here on Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, it's Hawk. You know, we all know Canes football, it's on hold, but your fandom doesn't have to be, right? Caneswear is open. Couple weeks, 3 weeks, they'll be playing again. Perfect time for you to get some new gear. Caneswear, they are open. The store is open on University Drive in Davie, or you can order online, caneswear.com. They will ship anywhere. I say it, I sound like a broken record, but Caneswear, it's more than a store. It's an experience, and it's not just Canes merchandise. Obviously, the Dolphins, very hot right now. They got your Dolphins merchandise there. They've got Heat merchandise there. Marlins, Inter Miami, they've got it all. They speak Miami sports at Caneswear in Davie. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas. They've got jerseys and polos, t-shirts, hoodies, and hats. They've got all the brands there under one roof. Adidas, Columbia brands, starter jackets, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle. They do Caneswear exclusive t-shirts. I'm telling you, if you're feeling that Canes momentum, which at 7-1, it's hard not to, even though there's a little bit of a delay, get some new Canes gear. And obviously, you want to get some Dolphins gear as well. If you're like me and you bleed orange and green and you root for the Dolphins, Caneswear is the place for you. They're at 2511 South University Drive in Davie. Again, they will ship anywhere. You can order online, caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Our third child was made with hot sauce in the bed.
Hawk and Crowder.
I'm going to talk to Anthony Chang here, Heat reporter for the Miami Herald. He's made in Dade. Crowder, you know he's my Kendall brethren.
Oh, my God. goodness. Here y'all go. Y'all about to have a love fest on me?
We're definitely going to have a love fest because we're talking Heat. We're talking Heat. Anthony Chang, he's a Miami Heat reporter for the Miami Herald. We'll go out now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Anthony Chang, what's up, man? How's it going?
Nothing much, man. Busy times. It was a very quick off season. We're back to work here. How are you guys?
Yeah, I'm sure you're drinking a lot of cafecito today. You got to stay up late tonight because anything can happen tonight, right, Anthony? Like, there hasn't been much movement yet, but the Heat picked 20th, and there could be late trades late in the night.
Yeah, I mean, the Heat have a lot of options they could turn to. You know, this draft, while there's some questions at the top about, you know, the prospects going, it's projected to go in the top three, top five, there's a lot of depth in this draft. There's you can get a quality rotation player in the 20s, which is where the Heat is. So if the Heat stay at 20, you know, they'll have a chance to get a rotation player, a guy who could make an impact, you know, maybe not immediately, but maybe at some point this season. But they could also trade down to acquire a future pick and add, you know, a pick to their stockpile because they don't have money moving forward. And even if they stay at 20, you know, you could also buy a second-round pick, which, you know, depth is important this year with COVID and, you know, guys expected to test positive at some point. You're gonna need guys that are able to play. So if they can find a guy they like in the second round, that's also an option. So there's a lot of things that could happen tonight. Right now, there's still 20, obviously, and we'll see what happens.
And Anthony, tonight, if they don't do anything like you're saying, if they were to trade down or acquire more picks late or whatever that is that an indication that they're going to run it back? Like if they don't make any big moves tonight, are there other opportunities to add other pieces and not just have the same exact roster that we had last year, which me and Solano were talking about? I don't know if that's going to do it in the East with what these teams in the East are doing.
Yeah, you know, it's the NBA, so you can never predict. Like, there could be a star that we don't even see right now all of a sudden in a week ask for a trade, just like the James Harden, you know, Russell Westbrook news that popped up in the last few days. So you never know. But look, I think right now things are trending in the direction of most of this team coming back. I really believe that, you know, there's a lot of optimism that Goran will, you know, re-sign with the Heat and be back. I know the Heat are gonna try to bring back Jay Crowder as well. You know, and if they bring back those two, you know, you're pretty much, as far as salary cap, you're getting close there. They'll still have the exception to make an addition. You know, they can improve marginally by adding a name like you know, Danilo, who's, you know, his name has been out there with the exception, if he takes that, you know, which remains to be seen. You know, Paul Millsap, guys like that, and through the draft. I mean, if they get a guy they like at 20. That can make an impact, that's another addition. So there'll be some new faces, I think, but to me, you know, unless something unexpected comes up here, I think things are trending in the direction of most likely most of this team or most of the rotation being back this season.
Anthony, you mentioned Goran Dragic. I know we expect the Heat and Goran to get a deal done, even if it's just a one-year deal for, you know, a higher salary. And I know Goran recently said he's pretty much 100% healed from his plantar fascia injury. But do you think there's an incentive tonight for the Heat to go out and look for a guard, a point guard specifically? I know Trey Jones has been linked to them from Duke. From Duke. But do you think that there is like an incentive to go out and find a young point guard just because we understand Goran's time here may be limited?
Yeah, yes and no. I mean, I don't think it would hurt to add some point guard depth. But look, next season, the Heat are going to be starting. I would think they're going to start Tyler Hero, and Goran will be off the bench. So in that lineup, when you have Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, and Jimmy Butler, your point guard is either Jimmy Butler or Tyler Hero. So, you know, with Tyler and what they think he can become, I don't know if that's a number one priority, adding a guard in the first round. Obviously, if there's a really good one who slips to you pick that. But I think the priority, you know, the need right now is adding size, especially with the uncertainty of what's going to happen with Myers Leonard. And you saw even in the finals, I think the Heat could have used more size in that series against the Lakers. If they can find a big man they like at 20, or if they trade down at, you know, hypothetically 28 or early in the second round, if they can find a big man they like that can contribute this year and they think can develop into something more than what maybe what he is right now, I think that would be still more of a need than maybe adding a guard in the first round.
And Anthony, I know Solana's your boy and all, but his whole thing with running it back is that Bam's getting better, Jimmy's getting better, Tyler's getting better, Duncan's getting better, Nunn's getting better, everybody's getting better. Anthony, who really can get that much better? Like, who has the highest ceiling right now where there'll be a different player in the 2021 season?
I think the two guys you look at are, I mean, it's kind of an easy answer, but Bam and Tyler, right? Because of the two youngest, not youngest, but two of the younger pieces who have the most potential. Look at the jump Bam made from his second to third year. I mean, he was a guy who was not even a full-time starter, and then he, you know, last year he was an all-star and one of the best big men in the NBA. Tyler Hero, look at the jump he made from before the season was suspended to the playoffs. He improved, you know, a lot. So you have to hope, I know it was a short offseason, that those two guys will be better. And look, I know running it back, some fans will say, oh, that's, you know, they need to do more than that. But the plan has always been 2021. And that's the thing, like 2021 has been kind of the year that's been circled as far as the Heat making a big move. And I think this year is about, yeah, you want to improve and the Heat are going to try to improve, but you don't want to sacrifice future flexibility that will prevent you from executing on your plan next year. Now, if something comes up and like a name like Bradley Beal all of a sudden is available on the trade market, then that changes things. But unless a big name like that is available, I don't see the Heat, you know, sacrificing 2021 to make become marginally better. I think 2021 is still the target year.
And I love Bam Adebayo. Anthony, when do they have to pay him? When should not have to pay him? I don't want to wait till the last second. When should the Heat pay Bam? When should the Heat give Bam that big money?
He's eligible for an extension this year. I think obviously he would prefer to get that extension. He could say, look, wait a year, and he'll be a restricted free agent next offseason. And I'm sure that he would give him a max or something close to the max, probably the max contract next summer. So it's either going to be this offseason if the Heat give him that extension, or next year when he's a restricted free agent and the Heat can match outside offers. And, you know, Bam is going to get his, that's for sure. I mean, he's one of the brightest young stars in the league.
Yeah, no, he better get his. I think he fans would be upset if Bam doesn't get his and he chooses to walk somewhere else to get his. We're talking to Anthony Chang, Miami Heat reporter for the Miami Herald. So, Anthony, you mentioned 2021 away from tonight's NBA draft. And I understand tonight can have huge implications moving forward for the Heat as well and how they position themselves moving forward. But obviously the big news in the NBA this week so far was the Milwaukee Bucks. They have the guy that we prize as the number one option for 2021 in Giannis Antetokounmpo. They add Drew Holiday and Bogdan Bogdanovic. Do you think that's enough for, one, this Milwaukee team to really take that next step as a true championship contender and not just champions of the regular season? And, B, should Heat fans be concerned? Because you go on Twitter right now, everybody's losing it, right? Everybody's lost their guts. But should Heat fans really be that concerned with a Drew Holiday and Bogdanovic addition in Milwaukee?
First, I think the Bucks are better, obviously. I mean, Drew Holiday is a really good player, and they're a better team. Are they clear-cut favorites to come out of the East or win the championship? I wouldn't say that, especially if Brooklyn gets James Harden. Say what you will about that trio and maybe, you know, questioning how it will work. I still think if they get James Harden, they'll probably be the favorites in the East. As far as Giannis, you know, look, it's all about if he's going to sign that Supermax. And, you know, there's been rumblings. I saw Mark Stein tweet a few days ago that there's kind of been talk about maybe Milwaukee is thinking he might sign it. And there's some hope that he will before the season, which, you know, for the Heat, that would kind of change the plan a little bit if he's off the table next offseason. But until he does that, I think you have to stay the course. And, you know, we'll see in the next few weeks if this trade was enough. I mean, Milwaukee gave up a lot. They gave up 3 first-round picks, I think 2 pick swaps. That is a lot to give up. So you would think that they would know that this trade maybe might seal Giannis's commitment. But until he signs that Supermax, I think know, for the Heat, they have to see the course and kind of move forward thinking that he's still an option next year.
Yeah, and I know you and Barry Jackson wrote in the Herald today that the Heat have a clear-cut second option behind Giannis Antetokounmpo. I don't think it comes to any surprise that it's Bradley Beal. Yesterday, the GM in Washington told DC reporters that Bradley Beal's not going anywhere. I know those are just, you know, it's just him talking. Anything can happen, especially if Bradley Beal wants out. But I think the best route there, if the Heat were going to pursue that, right, if Giannis signs the Supermax and now your next best option is Bradley Beal, it probably would have to be if Washington is not doing well and he's disgruntled at around the trade deadline time, right? Like that appears to be the best route for Miami if that becomes their priority, getting Bradley Beal to come to Miami.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right. I think it's obviously, I mean, you see Tommy Shepard, he's repeatedly said, the Wizards GM, that Bradley Beal is not available. They're not trading him. It's going right. to take Bradley Beal saying, look, I don't want to be here anymore. I want to win. This is not doing it for me. I want to change the scenery. These are the teams I want to go to. I think that's kind of what it's going to take for that type of deal to get done for the Heat. Until Bradley Beal does that, you know, it's just talk. I know, you know, it's not a secret, like you said, that the Heat are interested in Bradley Beal. They like him. I'm sure most of the team, like most of the league, likes Bradley Beal. He's a very good player. But you know, they are. He remain interested. And you know, when he's available, when he becomes available, if he becomes available, you know, Miami would be one of those teams that I'm sure will be mentioned as a possible destination. And you know, he is a good fit. Like you think about him with this combination of Bam, Jimmy, and Hero, like with Bradley Beal shooting, it seems to fit well. So. You know, we'll have to stay tuned to see if anything happens there over the next few months.
And Anthony, more general NBA, because like you said, you know, hit on it earlier where this was a short, what was it, 2 month off season with the last game, what was it, on October 11th or something, and now we're talking about playing game one of the next season. So yes, this is a quick off season. They're doing it for money. Everything I've read, Anthony, every time, you know, I watch ESPN, it's they can make $1 billion if they start it when they're starting it over if they started in 2021. Is it safe for the players? Like, is it anything wrong with the NBA approach? Well, I know this is a business now, Anthony, but is there you see any problem with the NBA approach of giving the Lakers and Heat a little bit over 2 months off until they have to jump right back into the next season?
It's a good point, Crowder. I read something interesting, actually, that there were some medical people who were more concerned about the teams that have not played in a real game since March. It's been 9 months. And injuries to those players just because they haven't been in game action for such a long time. I thought that was interesting because there's two really extremes here. It's the Lakers and the Heat and the other teams that went deep into the playoffs that just finished playing and have a couple months off. But then there are teams that haven't played in a game since March 11, which is, it's how much has happened since March 11. That feels like it's 3 years ago. So there's two extremes here. So, I mean, it is, I think the preference for most players, most people in the league would be to start the season a little later, to have more time, a longer offseason, to not have this so condensed. You know, that you have the draft today, you have free agency Friday, you have camp starting like a week after free agency. It's going to be a crazy couple weeks, but you know, for the long-term health of the league, you know, I think all parties involved kind of realize we have to kind of do this. Like, there's no, if it's possible, we have to do it. And I think that's why the decision was made. And like you said, I think money, you know, obviously was a big part of it. And money is important, as everybody knows. So, you know, I think that was the reason. You know, say what you want, but money talks.
Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Yeah, and for the long-term benefit of the league, but what about this season, Anthony? I know really quickly here before we let you go, I know the NBA released not the schedule, but kind of the format of how things are going to play out this season. Really quickly, just based off, I'm sure, you know, you've read through it and I know you wrote about it in the Herald. Can you kind of explain how it'll impact the Heat this season? How I know they're going to play West Coast teams once on the road and at home, but the division games, there's two, depending on where you seeded or something like that. Can you really explain quickly how it'll impact the Heat this season, who they'll be playing?
Yeah, so the one thing, I mean, you kind of mentioned it real quick, but the one thing I was surprised at is that each team is going to play two basically interconference games. So, like, the Heat are still going to play every Western Conference team once on the road. That's a lot of travel. I thought the NBA was going to try to limit travel by limiting those games. But they're not. So that's one thing that's really stuck out. And then basically you're facing, the Heat are facing every Eastern Conference team three times. So, you know, it's one fewer game. Usually you play four games against each Eastern Conference opponent. You're playing three this year. So that's how they kind of cut down the schedule. But really the one thing that stuck out, I think, you know, a few people were surprised by this, is the West Coast trips are going to be a thing again next year for the Heat. And for the other, I mean, the other way around too. I mean, the Lakers are going to be traveling to the East Coast to play all those games as well. So, you know, travel is going to be interesting to see how that unfolds, just because, you know, you see the spike, the COVID spike that we're going through right now. What are things going to look like in December and January? We don't know. And these guys are going to be doing a good amount of travel. So, you know, the season, just like all other sports seasons, it's going to be impacted. And there's guys, unfortunately, that are probably going to test positive. And you know, there might be games that are postponed. And because of that, the schedule will be released in two segments. So we'll only get the first half of the schedule in a few weeks.
He's Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Follow him on Twitter at Anthony_Chang. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, Anthony. And hopefully we get some action tonight. At least on my end, I'm hoping for some action tonight, Anthony. I want to see the Heat do something.
Yeah, I have a feeling there might be something. Well, we'll see. Stay tuned. It'll be a fun couple days.
tweet out the eye emojis just to stir things up. You're verified, so people will eat it up. Just tweet it out at around 7:30. Just tweet out the eye emojis.
That will turn into an aggregated story. Just the eye emojis. Yeah. That will turn into a story.
Thank you, Anthony. We appreciate it.
No problem, guys. Thank you.
That's Anthony Chang there of the Miami Herald. I'm telling you, Crowder, any verified account on Twitter that's somewhat associated with the NBA, they just tweet out the eye emojis, and it's like Twitter burns down. Heat Twitter burns down with anticipation of something happening. Heat Twitter's the best, especially around moments like this, like when free agency opens, the draft. Like, everybody's expecting tomorrow for Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bradley Beal to both be on the Heat. Like, they expect Pat Riley to just move mountains. It's incredible, truly incredible.
You know what? And you're part of the problem talking about, I want action. What does that even mean?
Just give me something. Come on, Riley. Just give me a little something. I mean, just a little.
You're the problem.
Thanks again to Anthony Chang there of the Miami Herald. A lot more to get to next on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Kendall wasn't built in one day, Hawk.
Hawk and Crowder.
Dan Day likes to show out when he's running the board, Crowder, playing music.
I like it, Dan.
I always ask Dan, I'm like, Dan, if, you know, because I know Dan Day, he's a music guy. Like, Dan knows his music. I always tell him, like, hey, if you have songs, like, let me know, and I'll play them. Never sent me a song. But every time this dude's jumping on the board to produce our shows, Crowder, Dan Day brings it strong with the music. Like, he's holding back on me. Dan Day's holding back.
Yeah, that's what he needs to do, man. These jams like this. And Dan's a partier. I know he likes music, but Dan's a partier, baby. I can tell.
Play the people what they want.
Yes, sir. I done got me a couple phone numbers with this song on. I can't lie, Dan.
Phone good numbers?
I might have capitalized on them. Back in my younger days, I'm an older man now. I'm more reserved.
Speaking of your younger days, Crowder, did you see what your Buccaneers, the team you grew up loving, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, before you played for the Dolphins, did you see what they're going to wear on Monday Night Football? They play the Rams this Monday on ESPN, which is going to be a really good game, by the way. Did you see what they're going to wear?
The creamsicle.
The pewter jerseys on Monday Night Football?
That's anything's better than that. Remember the guy with the knife in his mouth and the orange and white.
Aren't those the pewter ones or am I wrong?
No, those are the creamsicles. They could wear muumuus on top of their jersey. They could wear robes as long as they wear that creamsicle crap. I can't stand the creamsicle. Pewter's not a sexy color, but it looks a little tough. It looks like steel, baby. It looks rough.
Yeah, I'm seeing it here. See, I'm just dumb, and I read pewter, and I'm like, oh, they're wearing the creamsicles. But I know, but I like the creamsicles. You don't like the creamsicles?
No, hell no. The dude got a little knife in his mouth. He looks all pleasant. Hey, let's play some football, fellas. I can't stand the old Dolphins. I mean, the old Bucks uniforms.
I was gonna make the argument that other than the Dolphins throwbacks, which we saw last Sunday, and I mean those are the best uniforms in football. It's either those or the Chargers throwbacks, the powder blues.
The powder blue, yeah.
Right. I like the cream. I don't know why. Why don't people like them? Why? Because they're just it's like a bright orange. Like I think it's cool. I think it stands out. It's different.
It does stand out. It's different, ugly. See, that's the thing with you young kids. That's the thing with you youngins now. Y'all think different is always good. Oh, that's boy. Why you wear high waters. Different's not always good, Solana. Different is just different, and then it can be terrible as hell, and that's what creamsicles are. They're terrible.
Man, I thought for sure a Buccaneers fan. But hold on. Is it because they're the only team, or I guess they were the only team until who did it? The Colts a couple years ago to go 0-16. They were the only team to go winless in a year with the creamsicles. I think that's what it is. Like people now just remember, right? They put the creamsicles and winless together, and that's why they're so hated. Because I think those are nice jerseys, man. I think you're wrong. I think they're nice. Like they're different. They're unique, and everybody loves retro. Everybody loves vintage, Crowder. You got to agree with me there. Everybody loves the vintage stuff.
And that's the crazy thing is that nobody likes the creamsicles. I'm with you, bro. I would say my favorite are those powder blue Charger jerseys. I love that powder blue. And then the Dolphins throwbacks, they wore them last week. I love that. Bro, it's not, like I say, all retro is not good. It's just retro. It's just old. It's like you know how they bring back the cars, like they'll try to make cars look like older cars, or they bring back fashion styles like the pants, and they'll bring back some old stuff coming out. You don't bring back a gremlin. You don't bring back garbage. Like nobody wants, hey, man, where those Yugos go? Bring back the Yugo. No, just because it's old doesn't make it cool. I think you youngins think old is cool. All old is not cool. Cool old is cool. Lame old is still lame.
So why do you keep wearing cargo pants every day? Tell me that, huh? Cargo shorts. Throw them out. Those are no, old cool. No. Those are never going to be cool. They were never cool. That's just old whack. That's all it is. Cargo shorts, old whack.
But I need storage, Solana. I wear cargo shorts for storage. I can put my leader and my lures in my right pocket. I can put my wallet and my phone in my left pocket. I can put some bait down in, a can of worms down in the leg. It's all about storage. You don't understand that because y'all don't do anything outdoors. Y'all sit inside all day. That's your problem.
You can fit a whole damn 24-pack of Funky Buddha in your cargo shorts when you go out fishing.
That's what I try to do, baby. Give me a can of dip. I'm set to go.
Coming up next, Mike Cuneo, by the way, in the 3 o'clock hour, he's going to join us to talk Dolphins. We're going to talk a lot more Dolphins for the rest of the show. And obviously, we'll keep an eye on some Woj bombs or some Shams bombs, as well as the NBA draft is tonight, which, by the way, you can hear on 790, The Ticket, with coverage beginning at 7:30. But coming up next, Crowder, I have some unfortunate news, and it involves you. You were snubbed. Yeah, you were snubbed pretty badly again this year. I don't think you know what I'm talking about, but I'm gonna break the news to Crowder, so you'll hear Crowder react to another heartbreaking defeat for Channing Crowder that's coming up shortly.
Oh, for over 41 years now, J&K Roofing has been South Florida's premier roofing company, fixing, replacing, and restoring roofs here in South Florida, and I am a proud customer. We've all seen it. You've seen that spot on the ceiling. You know something's wrong. It gets bigger day two. Day three, it hit the wall. I had to call Donnie, the owner of J&K Roofing, and you know what Donnie did? He sent out the most highly skilled workers that were experts in installing new roofs and repairing existing ones, and they had the best material. That's how Donnie's been on top. That's how J&K's been on top for over 40 years, because they have highly skilled workers with the best material. And to be honest, as a customer, that's what I want. And those workers, I'm big about being on time. I hate when people are late. They said 8:30 both days. It was a two-day job. They were there early. They were there before 8:30. They were respectful. They were professional. They were the best. And if you have shingle, metal, tile, gravel roof, whatever you have, a clay barrel I had, they have the best material, and it's getting installed by those workers, and that's what they do. Quality, service, safety, and health is what I wanted, and that's what J&K gives you and gave me. And we know we live in South Florida. It's going to rain every day. There's a damn hurricane out there right now swirling around somewhere. You don't want to live in South Florida with roofing problems. And if you have any problems, issues, questions, call J&K Roofing right now, because the financing offers you can get through Y Green will blow your mind. Give J&K Roofing a call today, 954-961-9879. That's 954-961-9879. All your roofing needs, questions, assessments, any roofing problems, call J&K Roofing. And J&K Roofing knows that we're all in this thing together.
More Hawk and Crowder next. It's the 3 p.m. hour. Mike Cuno joins the show on Hawk and Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.